A lot of homeowners desire a big backyard with trees. Those living near the Arboretum in Madison have that and more. 1,200 acres of state-owned land borders a small lake. The area also features tall grass prairies, savannas, several forest types, and wetlands, not to mention what Arboretum staff describe as a world-famous lilac collection. For those who own adjacent property in an area long zoned for housing, it's the perfect place to build. Others see it as the worst. Concerns range from losing a view of the state capitol to potential groundwater pollution. Arboretum Director Kevin McSweeney.
More development, more septic systems, we really think is an extremely bad idea, and that there should be a moratorium on development in the Arboretum until such time as the sewer lines can be linked up to that area.
The developer who wants to build two homes and expand another says he has experience working in environmentally sensitive areas and will bring in sewer service if current homeowners in the Arboretum want to pay to hook up to it. If the developer gets all the necessary permits from other government agencies, Town of Madison officials say they'll probably okay the project. Rejection could spark a lawsuit, according to Rick Rose. He chairs the town's planning committee and says the building permit could contain strict environmental requirements.
We could look at the site plans for the homes, and we could require, you know, some kind of control measures for runoff, like rain gardens.
The homes would sit on a fairly steep slope. Some environmentalists say soil and other runoff could damage wetlands below. There are already 50 homes in the Arboretum, some with septic systems 30 years old. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.